This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio 1359. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all, shortwave broadcasting. On this edition, recorded May 15th, new frequencies from WWCR, Eritrea, Libya, TV on FM in DC, KFBK like a local in Rapa Nui, clandestine or surrogate broadcasts for Belarus, Senegal, Ethiopia, Korea, checking up on Wantok Radio Light and ARDS and the propagation outlook. Mike Cooper spotted this important item in the Federal Register. The Coast Guard is soliciting public comment on the need to continue providing high-frequency radio broadcasts of weather forecasts and warnings. Public comment is necessary to assess the demand for HF radio broadcasts in three forms: radio facsimile, voice, and simplex teletype over radio, also known as narrowband direct printing. The infrastructure necessary to provide these services has exceeded its life expectancy. The equipment is no longer manufactured, repairs are difficult to accomplish, and spare parts generally are not available. Because of the very significant costs involved to continue these specific HF radio services, the Coast Guard requires information on the extent to which these are used by the public and what alternative services are being used or are available to obtain weather forecasts and warnings. Comments and related material must reach the Docket Management Facility on or before August 24, 2007. Well, for all the details on how to file a comment and more about this, here is the exact reference in the Federal Register. It's for April 26th of 2007, or Volume 72, Number 80, starting on page 20863. I noticed the power hour on a new frequency, 5890. Now, which U.S. shortwave station would that be? It turns out it is WWCR, which has replaced 5765 with 5890 all the way from 0400 until 1400 UT. I suppose that's because it had been colliding with the low-powered AFRTS USB relay via Guam, also on 5765. However, now it collides with the Voice of America Korean service via Tinian, but I suppose they have a lot more power and are able to overcome WWCR in their target area. Of course, there's another collision which is yet to be resolved. We've been mentioning WHRI showing up on CHU's time signal frequency, 7335. More and more people are objecting to this and sending copies to CHU, and they have been replying as well to Anne Finelli and to myself. Here's one reply from Raymond Pelletier of the agency running CHU in Canada. The issue of interference with WHRI has been raised with the FCC and with Industry Canada. We must go through all the politically correct channels to get it resolved. However, our listeners can also use other appropriate means to raise this issue with WHRI. He says the support is mounting. I have several emails of copies of letters sent to WHRI protesting their interference. If they get enough mail from listeners of CHU, they may decide to vacate the frequency. Let us hope and pray they get the idea. By the way, I've taken a look at the new HFCC registrations for CHU. The transmitter site is coded as OTT for Ottawa. It shows up for two of their frequencies, 3330 and 7335, where they are involved with other broadcasts as 10 kilowatts, 24 hours non-directional, and RCI actually handled the registration for them. And furthermore, it shows the target areas as being all of Canada and all of the conterminous U.S. except the western third. And the interference is not only a problem in North America. Yimbre Gaviria in Colombia says he was getting heavy interference from WHRI as he was listening to CHU on 7335 at 0610 UT. And it sounded like the WHRI announcer had the hiccups thanks to the time signals mixing in. Failing only by comparison with this collision is another one which has been going on quite a bit longer, Vatican Radio using 7335, currently scheduled from midnight 10 to 0200 UT and 0230 to 0520. However, in this case, they are aimed toward Asia or Europe. At least they don't have the gall to aim those broadcasts toward North America like WHRI. John Filiozzi near Albany, New York, points out that WNNZ 640 in Westfield, Massachusetts, has been converted to a public radio station. It had been commercial, with 50 kilowatts daytime and 15 kilowatts at night and a directional antenna, but now it's being programmed by WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts, with separate programming, NPR and PRI, and relaying BBC World Service overnight. He says he gets perfect reception where he is, about 100 miles from the transmitter. Larry Will in Maryland reports on his Radio Free Mount Airy website that a new FM station had been heard in the Washington metro area in Spanish on 87.7. It's explained in the comprehensive DCRTV.com website. It's a low-powered operation on Channel 6 television W06CJ, identifying as the UTN 6 Washington, D.C., owned by a group called Signal Above D.C. It's said to be relaying programming from the Spanish-language Unison network with shows from Ecuador and Argentina, licensed actually to Fairfax, Virginia, transmitter in North Arlington, and beaming its signal toward the district. Of course, that's another of those low-power TV stations which is actually functioning as a radio station, since Channel 6 audio is pick-upable on FM tuners. Actually, very close, no doubt, to 87.75. There's another one in New York City doing the same thing, and I suspect we'll see more and more of these if they can get away with it in other cities where there is no local full-power Channel 6 television station. Just another way to squeeze in one more FM radio station. No doubt you heard about the big wildfire on Catalina Island, but did you hear what caused it? According to Patrick Griffith, reading some news reports, a tower crew replacing guy wires at KBRT, the 740 AM station on Catalina, was apparently responsible. The power poles feeding the site were reported to have burned away, as did phone lines providing audio to the station, which, of course, interrupted their regular service. This was also reported on KABC television via Mike McKenna, both on the IRCA list. On the Crawford Broadcasting Company website, the chief engineer of KBRT had recently mentioned how dry it was on the island, extreme conditions, and they were getting involved with the local volunteer fire department. However, it seems that it was not KBRT itself responsible, but the contractor and the tower crew, which will have to ante up for the damages. According to a report in the CGC Communicator, the tower contractor hired by KBRT had been warned against using a cutting torch because of dry brush fire danger, but they went ahead and used it anyway. DXer John Bryant of Stillwater, Oklahoma, recently fulfilled one of his longtime dreams of visiting Easter Island. He did so for 10 days in the second half of March, not only to see the archaeological sites, but to try it out as a de-expedition location. And he accomplished some amazing results, which have appeared on various lists. I'm speaking of medium wave. He heard stations on all continents, as far away as the Netherlands in one direction, Falkland Islands in another. Part of his long report, for reasons I don't begin to understand, the strongest station, like a local from California, was 1530 KFBK Sacramento, which far outshone the more southerly stations, high, band, or low. Broadcast engineer Ben Dawson replies in DX Listening Digest, absolutely fascinating, possibly explainable. Generally, medium frequency skywave propagation in North America and between North America and other locations is considered to be better the higher the frequency, according to the usual references. KFBK's antenna is in a very flat, high-conductivity area north of Sacramento and the Delta, and is very favorably situated for low-angle propagation to the south. Portions of the San Joaquin Valley have conductivity that actually exceeds 1 over R in some cases, so one might even see an effect similar to C-gain. and the KFBK antenna system is a pair of full-wavelength, tall, sectionalized radiators with modified figure-8 side-fire patterns. The day pattern in particular has what I believe is the highest horizontal plane RMS efficiency of any Region 2 station, over 500 millivolts per meter per kilowatt per kilometer. That combined with the directional pattern gain, the favorable sight, and the high frequency all seem like a good explanation of John Bryant's observation. Some DXers are still managing to pull in Uruguay's low-power shortwave activity on 9620, Cellular Mais in Panorama, Actividad de Chiefs, says Emisora del Sur, as they call it, is reaching southern Brazil. Well, that's not very far. On 9620, heard May 11th at 1833 with an animated interview. It appeared they have three presenters working together in the studio. Quite a bit further away, Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal was able to hear it on 9620.7, May 12th at 2145, despite interference from Deutsche Welle in Arabic on 9620. And he says around 2230, I believe I was also getting it on medium wave 650, but could not be certain because shortwave reception was too poor. On May 11th, I noticed that the Caribbean beacon, Dr. Gene Scott, was missing from his Anguilla frequency 11775, so warned our group to check that and their night frequency 6090. In case it was still off, 2DX other stations it normally covers up. And indeed, that was the case. The following evening, UT May 12th, Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania heard Radio Bandeirantes, São Paulo, at 0605 on 608.995. And a bit later, Radio Esperanza in Temuco, Chile, quite a rare one, on 6089.87 for an hour starting at 0805 with Spanish sermon and religious music and mentions of Esperanza. Also a bit earlier, he heard Radio Nigeria Kaduna until sign-off at 2300 on 6089.85. On May 2nd, Alfredo Locatelli in Uruguay told us that the Argentine religious station Radio Baluarte, Puerto Iguazu, had been missing for several days from 6215. However, he was hearing Radio Nacional Buenos Aires, Argentina, on a new frequency out of band 6280 at various times, only when there were football broadcasts, and it was parallel to 6060. As soon as the game was over, 6280 would go off the air. More reports of LRA 36 Antarctica 15476, which is on the air Monday through Friday from 18 to 21 UT. If you haven't heard it yet, I urge you to keep trying. You may not hear it at first, but on certain days it seems to be widely heard. For example, we have Jorge Trinado in Spain reporting that he heard it for the first time. He says he's just a novice shortwave listener at 1910 to 1955 UT and later. Raul Saavedra in Costa Rica says it was coming in very well on Tuesday, May 8th. He was even wondering if they had increased their power. Back on April 20th, Brian Clark in New Zealand, New Zealand DX Times, reported that he had heard it for the first time in 10 years at 2055 UT just before closing. And lately we've had a couple of reports of it being heard before 1900 UT, which makes me wonder if Africa number 1 Gabon has been off the air. Normally they block Antarctica until 1900 on 15475. In the NASA flash sheet, Jim Evans, Tennessee, reported Antarctica, presumed, May 10th at 1812 to 1820 in Spanish. In Atividade de Xix, Celio Romais in Brazil reports he was hearing them on May 11th from 1802 to 1815, including an ID and local weather. Neither of these makes any mention of Africa number 1. I checked on May 15th at 1702 and again at 1850. At the later time, I was getting a carrier on 15476 and nothing on 15475. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio, number 1359. Our website for much more info, worldofradio.org. Our address for your contributions and comments, woradio@yahoo.com or P.O. Box 1684, ENIDOK, 73702, USA. Brock Whaley in Hawaii sends a story from the Times Online, UK, with this headline, "The BBC is being ruined by women," says Patrick Moore. Sir Patrick Moore identified an alien species that threatens to destroy intelligent life, the women who've taken over the BBC. How's that for political incorrectness? Coincidentally, guess who's now in charge of BBC World Service's English networks and news, according to the Media Network blog? Gwyneth Williams has been appointed director of that section, responsible for all BBC's international radio programs in English and for 9 streams, delivering output to 42 mega listeners around the globe. She had been head of Radio Current Affairs and editor of the BBC Reef Lectures. She is quoted as saying, after being delighted, "At a time when much broadcast journalism around the world is dumbing down, the World Service stands as a beacon of how things should be done." Judging from items from Jorge Trinado in Spain on Leticia Teixis and Jose Miguel Romero in Spain in DX Listening Digest, the situation at Radio Budapest is rather tenuous concerning the Spanish service. It had been previously reported that it was going to be closed down, as has already happened to the Italian service, but it's still being heard so far. The people who work there are not asking listeners to protest the imminent closure. Apparently there could be some kind of backfire. In Rustyx, Alexei Soldatenko in Belarus provides this schedule for Radio Station Belarus, i.e. the external service, 14 to 23 on 7390 and 7440, and 1705 to 23 UT on 7105. Meanwhile, the domestic service on shortwave, Belaruskoye Radio, 04 to 07 on 11930 and 15 to 17 on 7105. Via Dario Monferini, Acker Peterson in Denmark reports hearing the clandestine service transmitted from Poland into Belarus because there is a lack of a free press, called Belaruskaya Radio Racja, RACYJA, on the air from 1930 to 2130 UT on 6105, as logged on May 5th, with Belarusian news and political comments and songs, a very strong signal. This is in fact scheduled in HFCC for another half hour, 1930 until 2200, via the site in Warsaw, Poland, which is no longer being used by Polish Radio External Service itself. You may recall in February and March, Olympia Radio, the coastal station in Greece, was heard relaying programming from the Voice of Greece on a set of distinct frequencies within the broadcast bands, however, but no reports of them lately. I asked Noel Green and Wolfgang Büschel if they were hearing it anymore, and they say no, not heard since the first week of April. The tests appear to be over. However, Olympia Radio continues with its primary function, maritime communications, and for some reason has made it into the listings of the Nagoya DX Circle, the comprehensive frequency schedule they publish on the web. You can find one of them on 8424 under ORIMPIA Radio, plus several higher frequencies. Miss Laura Lawrence, radio station manager of Radio St. Helena, has sent emails to a number of DXers who've reported to them before, including Craig Christ in Virginia, saying Radio St. Helena is going to be running a test transmission on our shortwave equipment Thursday, 17 May, at 1500 GMT. We hope you'll be able to tune in to 11092.5 USB. We'd greatly appreciate an email to confirm reception. However, this transmission cannot be QSL'd. Dave Valko in Pennsylvania wrote back, "Is this a six-month checkup, and how long will it last?" Reply received via HCDX is only 5 or 10 minutes. The Polisario Clandestine for Western Sahara remains on shortwave 6300, but they've changed their medium wave frequency again, says Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal. They're back in business on 1550, as heard May 14th at 2110, better than they had been on their alternative frequency, 700 kilohertz. Wolfgang Büschel tells us the current schedule for West Africa Democracy Radio, which is based in and for Senegal, but transmitted from elsewhere, it's a surrogate service, if not exactly a clandestine, is as follows, 07 to 08 UT, on 17875 via Wolferton, UK. And then they switch to Skelton for the next 3 hours on the same frequency, 08 to 11 on 17875. Looking at the program grid, generally the hours at 07 and 09 UTR in English and 08 and 10 in French. However, judging from the program titles, there may be some variations on Saturdays, if not Sundays. Jose Miguel Romero in Spain was hearing them well in French at 10:30 May 12th on 17875. And more about Cotton Tree News, that new surrogate service for Sierra Leone we mentioned last week, which is at 0730 to 08 UT on 9525 via Ascension. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring it, and so has Jose Miguel Romero in Spain, who was not clear whether it was really Star Radio for Liberia, which starts at 0700. It seems that it's not exactly clear when one program ends and the other one begins around the half-hour mark. Ron Howard says the editor-in-chief of Cotton Tree News, George Bennett, explains that it's a sister studio to Star Radio, and that CTN has taken over the second half of the existing Star Radio shortwave broadcast. From the Star Radio website, it seems that one reason may be that they are experiencing financial difficulties. Now that the extremely distorted signal varying around 7312 has been identified as CHAD, as reported last week, continued for a few more nights, but the last occasion I was able to hear it around 0505 UT was May 12th. Since then, no sign of it, so perhaps it has been corrected. But I wonder, are they back to normal on the frequency they're supposed to be using, 6165? By the way, here's something in that same frequency range, which you still might be able to hear. The 7th harmonic of Seba Ayoun, Morocco, 1044 kHz, on 7308. Carlos Gonçalves in Portugal reported that again, May 12th at 0832 past 0900 in Berber. Chris Greenway forwarded news May 9th that Zimbabwe is introducing power cuts of up to 20 hours a day, according to the BBC News website. In fact, power is guaranteed to be on only for 4 hours in the evening, 15 to 19 UT. Fortunately, that's during the time when clandestine stations such as SW Radio Africa are operating, so people may still hear them without resorting to batteries. Zimbabwean TV reported on May 14th via BBC Monitoring via Media Network that they're still working on putting the final touches on the studios of what they're now calling Voice of Zimbabwe, a new 24-hour, 7 days a week radio station. Andy Sennett says, now we know the station did not launch as scheduled on Independence Day, 18 April, and they've changed the name of the station several times already. And no target launch date is now being mentioned. Following up last week's report that Voice of the Broad Masses of Eritrea had been missing from one of its frequencies, 7100 kHz, did they move out of the ham band? No, they moved further inside the ham band, down to 7090. As reported by Uli Bielmeier of the Ham Radio Intruder Bandwatch in Germany via Wolfgang Büschel. Their other frequency remains on 7175 for the second program. Mauno Ritola in Finland also recorded an ID from them at 1700 on 7090, and they closed down, says Jari Savolainen in Finland, at 1800. New 7090 also heard by Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania in the morning at 0358. To 0425. A change already to last week's item about the new service to Ethiopia by the EPPF, the Ethiopian People's Patriotic Front. The schedule now, according to Bernd Trudnow in Lithuania, is at 2 30-minute broadcasts, Tuesdays and Saturdays at 16 to 1630 on 15260. Brian Alexander in Pennsylvania notes the English broadcast from Voice of Africa in Libya at 14 to 16 UT has changed seasonal frequency again, 21695 replaced by 17725, parallel to 17870, which much of the time is blocked by DRM. But both signals are rather weak. Ola Alm in Sweden and Noel Green in England continue to believe that these frequencies are now coming direct from Libya and not relays from France due to propagational reasons. Via Thomas Nielsen of Shortwave Bulletin, Stig Adolfsson in Sweden has these comments about Radio Seoul Afghanistan on 6700. He says, I've been more or less constantly monitoring this since first reported in January by Finnish DXers. The station is heard almost daily from our late afternoon into the evening. When they first appeared, they were on 6700.006 kHz, but the last months they have been rock steady on 6699.998. Contrary to other observers, I have never observed different programs on the two sidebands. The station is using AM and not DSB. In Dari, the call sounds like Radio Seoul Afghan. Sometimes Radio Seoul is heavily disturbed by unlicensed Greek pirates who are using 6700 kHz LSB for chatting in a very rude manner. Does anyone know 100% the location of Radio Seoul? Well, it's thought to be at the Bagram Air Base in Afghanistan on this frequency, unlike the relays via Rabisham UK, which is separate programming, I think, on 17700. I check almost every morning around 14 UT, and on good days it is occasionally audible again, but I'm no longer hearing that favorite piece of music called the Seoul Theme, which had been airing just before 15 UT. You might also try for the morning broadcast of Radio Seoul, in this case relayed via the UAE on 11665, reported by Anker Petersen, Denmark, via Daria Monferrini at 0325 to 0400. However, over here, I expect that frequency will be totally blocked by CBC in Chile. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring as often as possible Seabreeze Shokaze via Taiwan, service for North Korea about Japanese abducted by North Korea, 13 to 1330 UT on 9485. They broadcast in three or four languages, but which day of the week are they in English? Well, they were on Tuesday, May 8th, but from further monitoring, he says, their language rotation seems to be totally random. If you want to hear English, you have to check every day. DX Mix News Bulgaria reports this schedule for free North Korea radio in Korean for North Korea. Some of these are frequency changes, all transmitted via Taiwan, 100 kilowatts at a bearing of 2 degrees. 10 to 11 on 9490, 19 to 20 on 9780, 2030 to 2130 on 9785. Don't believe I've seen One Talk Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea reported, for quite some time in North America, but they're still on 7120 in New Zealand DX times. Ken Baird in Christchurch reports hearing them April 24th at 0810 in Talk Pisin with local messages on 7120. Not sure if ARDS, Humpty Doo Northern Territory Australia, or Yolgnu Radio is still active on shortwave, but they have been sending out verifications. Dale Chesson has been sending letters saying they do not have QSL cards, these received by Jim Pogue in Tennessee and Marcelo Toniolo in New Zealand. Steve Lair points out that the British DX Club has now updated some useful files on its website, the Africa List, and Middle and Near East on shortwave. You'll find links at www.bdxc.org.uk under Articles Index. The propagation outlook from Prague issued May 11th. Geomagnetic field active to disturbed May 19th, 20th, 24th to 27th, and June 3rd. Quiet on the 16th to 18th, 21st to 23rd, 29th to 31st, June 1st and 2nd. And that's World of Radio 1359. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.